AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran is answering back.
دچار ناتوانی ذهنی شدن اینا.
After the announcement yesterday of new sanctions from the U.S., Iran's President Hassan Rouhani described the White House as afflicted by mental retardation. Iran also said this marks the permanent closure for diplomacy between the two nations. National Security Advisor John Bolton says the door is still open to talk with Iran.
It will be, I think, the combination of sanctions and other pressure that does bring Iran to the table. Their word isn't very good.
Rouhani says the sanctions are outrageous and idiotic. President Trump tells the Hill's newspaper New York-based advice columnist E. Jean Carroll is totally lying, that he sexually assaulted her. Carroll claims it happened in a department store in New York in the mid-90s. The president also said Carroll is not his type. Also from the Hill newspaper, the president says he loves watching women's soccer and thinks the players are very talented, but the U.S. team is moving ahead in the Women's World Cup. But the president tells the Hill magazine that he does not think it's appropriate for the co-captain of the team to protest during the national anthem. Megan Rapinoe started kneeling but was ordered to stand. She now stands, but Rapinoe has been criticized for not singing the anthem or putting her hand over her heart like other players. The White House says Presidential Counselor Kellyanne Conway will not be allowed to appear before a House committee looking into allegations she repeatedly violated a federal law that limits political activity by government workers. It sets up a possible subpoena fight with the House Oversight Committee, which is reviewing Kellyanne Conway's actions. Police in Boston say a man was shot and killed after he fired at officers during a foot chase. Michael Jackson's estate paid tribute to his artistry and charity today as fans make final preparations and gatherings to celebrate his memory. This is the 10th anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. This is AP Radio News. Body camera video has been released from the case of Empire actor Jussie Smollett.
Do you want to take it off?
That was the first question that Chicago police had for Jussie Smollett when they got to his apartment after responding to reports that the Empire actor had been the victim of a hate crime. Smollett, his face blurred in the body cam footage because he was considered a victim at the time, said he did want to remove the noose but wanted police to see it first. In the clip, he also provides another detail about the incident. Once Smollett became aware that he was being recorded, he said,
"I want to be filmed."
And so the tape ends with a click as officers shut off their body cams. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Former heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko says his boat trip off of Spain with his family and friends was cut short after a fire broke out on board. Klitschko said on Twitter that the group had to be evacuated from the motor yacht in the Mediterranean Sea on Sunday night. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.